Have we missed the resources bubble in a slight degree, in a small way, being underweight, Oxiana, Zinifex, Worley, United, some of those service companies? Yes, we've got some good exposures at the top end, BHP, Rio, Woodside, but there's nothing in Fortescue. You know, why have we seemingly missed that second tier?
We tend to stick to the major companies. We're not active in getting around in small companies. We don't know them as well. And therefore, to the extent that the smaller and the speculative and the up-and-coming resource companies have been the performers, we have underperformed. We are not in that category. We don't know them well enough. We also tend to... We're a long-term investor, so we go to the companies that have long track records, really, and stay with those companies. And that means that we've participated in a resource boom through BHP, Rio Tinto, Woodside and Luna. The smaller companies also, in the main, don't pay dividends, and we are conscious of dividends. Not that the major resource companies pay a high dividend, but over time the dividend seems to grow. And so we have low cost, but we also don't have that activity or interest in being in the more, shall we say, small and speculative end.